Okay, so I'm Greg Vanilow. I'm the co-organizer and moderator for this symposium on lead in urban soils, which is sponsored by the Urban and Anthropogenic Soils Group. And how do we? There we go. So the purpose of this symposium is to provide a state of the science on soil lead chemistry, bioavailability testing, and interpretation and remediation of health risk and civic communication. But, you know, that is not that's the last slide. So this doesn't seem to be working. Yeah, I'm using arrows. Let's see. Let's go this way. All right. So, right arrows. So use the correct arrows. All right. So we know soil lead contamination is a widespread public concern. Main sources are leaded paint and combustion of leaded gasoline. Lead is a neurotoxin which causes learning disabilities and behavior problems in children, and there is no known safe level of lead in children's blood. Even low levels result in many physiological problems as identified here. So there's been a number of surveys about lead in children's blood. The one about 20 years ago, 1999 to 2000, showed 16% of children aged 1 to 5 years old had more than what was considered this critical level back then of 10 micrograms of lead per deciliter. There's been a reduction in recent years shown in a survey from 2007 to 2010 showing about a 9% reduction using the new level of 5 micrograms per deciliter, but this still resulted in over 500,000 children with excessive blood levels of lead. So the science needs, again, are to prevent deleterious effects on humans, especially children. Scientists must identify and enact methods of soil testing and interpretation, lead amelioration, and community action. So again, I started off with the purpose of the symposium, and I'm going to end with the purpose of the symposium. So it's to provide the state of the science on soil lead chemistry and bioavailability, testing and interpretation, remediation, health risk, and civic communication. And with that, we will move to our first speaker.